Blog Talk Radio.
What you got, Levi?
Gotta go there, man.
Production. We just want to kind of give a shout out
one of the brothers, which is the vice president of that chapter. Today is his birthday. We want to give a shout out to the vice president of EV, of Zeta Phi Sigma, Greenbone, brother, my good friend, my true brother, Tony Stallworth. Happy birthday to you, sir. We want you to look forward to many, many more, but we want to give you a shout-out on this broadcast so everybody can know that Tony is having a birthday today. They call him Touchdown Tony on our talk sports show, our talk radio show in regards to sports. He's known as Touchdown Tony, and he's one of our co-hosts who join in every other Wednesday. We'll be coming with tonight. So you can call in, you can DM, you can do a lot of things to let him know happy birthday, which will be truly one day after. But it's truly, he'll be thankful for it. Thank you so much, Brother Stallworth, for being the VP of Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, as well as being a good friend. Thank you, Brother Stallworth. Happy birthday to you. We got an awesome show planned. We're on Facebook. We're live on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRL Dalberto Smith, because you can join us there. You know, I normally would tag people, say, come on, join me. What you doing? A lot of people I know at work. But what you can do, you can come back later on and check it out on Facebook, on Twitter, and Instagram. We'll make sure we have, you can check it out on LinkedIn, and also you'll have an opportunity to go to our YouTube, because we're recording and making sure we play it there too as well. So now WBSW Internet Talk Radio have listeners and watchers all over the world, but mainly we focus, we say, the United States, border to the north of the United States, Canada, border to the south of the United States, Mexico. We're so glad to have listeners all over the world. We're proud to have that opportunity to get the word out through Blog Talk Radio, or through WBSW Internet Talk Radio, through all the social media outlets that we do have an opportunity to broadcast from. So it's truly, truly good. One thing I want you to make sure, if you're checking us out, you may not get a chance. If you're not on, I can go back and check it out. Like I mentioned, well, we're going to have it as an episode, an on-demand episode. We're asking those individuals. We're sowing a suit, a sowing a seed. So we want you to send us your cash out. Send it to the email. The email you can send it to is lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com. lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com. Or if you're on Facebook, DM me. If you're on Facebook, that's Dr. L. Dalberto Smith. And if you're on Instagram, you can go and comment and send it to me through WBSW Internet Talk Radio. That's what it's all about. That's Greenville. Opportunity. You can do that at gmail.com. If you want to also just go to the comment, Zetafy Sigma Greenville 110, and make sure you share that. Because we really want to share. We want to share. We want to sow a seed in your life. That's what we want to do. So make sure you get that cash app to me, you know, before the show over, or make sure you get it to me when you go back and check the show. All you have to go to any one of those opportunities that you know, which you can DM me on Facebook, or you can go to, if you're checking out on Instagram, on all of the channels we have, just send your cash app to me, and we will put your cash up and make sure you get something. Also, we have one other thing going on. We're giving away two trips, 3 days and two nights. It's going to be, you're going to have your choice. Either one of them will be for Atlanta, and the other one will be for Orlando or Atlanta. You can check it out. It's going to be 3 days and two nights. Hotel is taken care of. Now, you have to make sure you get your travel and your meals. You take care of them. As soon as you... the one that received, because we're going to put your name in a pot as well, and we're going to pull from them that by the end of May, so the 31st of May, we're going to make sure we pull that, and we're going to let you know that you want a trip to go to your choice, Orlando or Atlanta, but you are aware that you will take care of your travel and take care of your food and all the other amenities you have, but we will take care of the hotel. That's 3 days and two nights in sunny Orlando, Atlanta. Let us know by making sure you are, in essence, DM me on Facebook, or comment, Give us your name. I know you haven't had a lot of time on Facebook. We want, I mean, sorry, on Instagram, but we want you truly to make sure you put, you know, your name down so we can put it all in that pot and let that ball spin, and we'll pull out whoever's going to win that trip. Now, keep in mind, we're going to take care of the tax, but we're not going to pay the tax on these trips. We're going to provide you with a free trip, in essence, the lodging part. And then we're going to pay the tax once you register your name through the vacation website to make sure you are going to be there. Then we'll take care of the tax, and all you have to do is travel and your food. So we want to give back. God has blessed us. Let us give back. So we want to do that. So work with us. What we also want to make sure we do that we continue with our Black History Moment, and we want to give a shout out to them boys. I'm sorry, step team. And these young men step from three chapters. That's Zai Pai, the chapter out of the College of New Jersey, Lama Chai. You have Bloomfield College, Alpha Nu Alpha out of Seton Hall and Rider University got together and created Them Boys Step Team. They have a step performance that was well known. They are actors, musicians, and they're featured in the movie Stomp the Yard and How She Moved. Check it out. Those brothers of Them Boys Step Team, members of Five Minutes in Maturity, will give a shout out for making a difference, changing our process in life by letting those step teams can be well recognized. Thank you so much. Let's get started with the show. I'm going to have it to 2 o'clock, and we want to make sure that's about 40 minutes. We talk about relationship, overgrown girl / grown female versus grown women / queen. Now, we have been on a series. We had 11 episodes or discussion, part of the series talking about grown men versus grown males and overgrown boys, king versus joker. And we was talking about how to prepare our boys for a healthy relationship. We want to make sure we touch on that. But we also touched on the queen in one of our episodes during the process, one of our series. So we want to come back and offer some things here. Now, first of all, we want to look at when we were talking about grown or overgrown girls and grown females. You got to be able to identify what an overgrown female is as well as a overgrown. And it's so important that we understand one is the difference. That is a difference, just like it's a difference for boys. We're going to take this information. We're going to share with you. Now, your idea of what an overgrown female, I'm sorry, overgrown girl and a grown female might be different. See, an overgrown girl can be used in almost any situation. Just refer to a female of any age. Remember what we said about a grown male, yes, he's of age. Yes, he has the physicality of that. Same as she has the physicality of being identified as a female. However, it's more commonly used as a term for female under 30 years old. See, I said overgrown female or overgrown girl. See, you have to check yourself and see what's going on. See, a girl loves to talk solely about themselves. See, that's what an overgrown girl is. The same way an overgrown boy was. He wants to talk about himself. Everything is all about him. We're talking about as a woman, truly, we have to believe that they care, a woman care about others and what they have to say. Truly, truly, he said. Said why we spend time trying to identify what an overgrown girl is and a grown female, we have to really truly look at just that simple statement right there. Girls love to talk solely about themselves, while women truly care about what others have to say. See, that's a difference right there. Because what you want to do is you want to set a standard so when they're talking about, here she comes, it is something that precedes you, that's positive. See, that's a woman. See, and just being a female or overgrown girl is not exactly, you have to maturate to that point. He said, we identify the female up until 30 years old. So then when they get beyond 30, then we talk about their stepping into the grown zone. Some people, I disagree with you because I was grown at 21. You know, my dad always told me, and I had the reference, I give him shout out all the time. You know, he transitioned back in June of 2020. And he always told us about his boys. He said, my sons, I want y'all to understand this advice. You will not be grown until you get 30 and above. And I couldn't understand that, but as I began to research, as I began to go through the process of experiencing, I realized what he was talking about. Most of the time, you go through a period of maturation because once you begin to identify some type of career, start a job, you have to work on that job, develop that job. Or you might go from job to job, but through those 10 years of those 12 years after you turn 18 years old, you'll have a chance to do that. But when you get to 30, you're able to identify who you are and whom you are. And see, that's what it's all about. See, when we talk about grown women, because we want to look at defining overgrown girls, as I mentioned, and grown females versus grown women. And I'm going to get to the queen later on. See, a grown woman is one who is fully developed and mature, both physically, emotionally, and mentally. A grown woman able to navigate the barriers of conflicting, judgmental, and even oppression, message to and about women by their growth. See, we always talk about she's not ready. And it's a lot of times those messages come from the media and society. See, a grown woman have self-love. See, a grown woman is a whole person, and that whole person holds themselves accountable and commit to personal growth. See, that's what a grown woman will do. So you define that. Now, the biggest challenge that we have when we're moving from being an overgrown girl or a grown female to a grown woman is for those who engage in a healthy relationship. See, is that a first blush is important. That first blush tells the difference, leads you from being a grown woman that looks like an adult woman. So when you get into that relationship, you are excited. But you understand what you need to be able to do. You know you have to have self-love. You know you have to be honest. You know you have to be trustworthy. You know you have to be accountable for your actions. And you're also committed to your own your personal growth, but the growth of the relationship. That's what a grown woman does. So we want you to make sure you understand. There are some other things we can share because I'm kind of pulling out how it's defined. See, a grown woman honors, esteems, respects herself. I'm going to say that again. A grown woman honors, esteems, and respects herself as a whole person. See, requires the same of others. See, that's what a grown woman requires. That's including me. They require you to respect them. They require you to honor them. You have to show the esteem toward them. You know, we always talk about that self-esteem is low. See, a grown woman has a high self-esteem. A grown woman respects herself and expects you to do the same. Don't expect that you something for somebody that you can't inspect. Then that's what it's all about. So keep that in mind when you talk about a grown woman. See, she does not rate her beauty and her body among her most important attributes. See, we're going to leave it right there. Because, see, when you recognize that this ain't what it's all about, how beautiful I am, built I am. See, I check out a lot of time on certain media sites. A lot of our women post and turn their rear end and turn and dress in a way that people see them because that might be where they're ranking how their beauty is and how their body is. See, that ain't what a grown woman do. see, a grown woman appreciate who they are. They recognize their value at all times. See, whether she's in pumps or mini dress, or whether she's in jeans or slacks, she always gonna make sure she value herself at all times. And that's what it's all about. You remember we were talking about love. Love is all about listening. Love is about overcoming. Love is about value. How do you value yourself? Once you get into a relationship, that individual should know how you value yourself. You value yourself enough that that person will understand that I have to be mutual with her so I can recognize what's important. Now, see, a grown woman knows that her body and its adornments are merely packages that will change with time and circumstances. Just think about that. A grown woman realizes everything gonna be sitting up. Come what goes up, what's up, gonna gravitate, gonna pull it down. So they have to understand that she recognizes her true beauty and values is immutable, defined by her mind. See, a grown woman operates through thought process. So their mentality is all about the mental aspect. You remember I said in the beginning, a grown woman develop and mature both physically, emotionally, and mentally. So we're saying that she's going to define herself based on her mind, her spirit, her life purpose. That she is the true gift because she focuses on the emotional, she focuses on the physical, she focuses on the mental part and attributes of her so she can be the best woman she can be. That's a grown woman. That's it. There's some traits. See, there are some traits and some things that a overgrown girl slash grown female actually do. We're going to start off with the overgrown girl. But we want you to be a part of this show. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. I identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, ask for your location, then ask you to jump in with your conversation so you can chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Overgrown girls want attention because they are clingy, want to be noticed, and find seeking attention is a way to make them feel more attractive. That's an overgrown girl. An overgrown girl think they know everything. Overgrown girls are needy. An overgrown girl have expectations. Overgrown girls compete with each other. See, you know how my hair looks. She got on the same dress I have. I look better in that dress. That ain't what a grown woman do, but that's an overgrown girl. Overgrown girls expect people to read their mind. They won't talk with you. They expect you to read their mind. Overgrown girls keep track of the years of how long they have been with their friend or boyfriend. You notice their friend or boyfriend. See, they looking for a boy to call a boyfriend. So overgrown girls operate well with overgrown boys, but have a challenge with grown men. Overgrown girls think beauty is all about the looks. See, some people just don't realize they're thinking their beauty is the most important thing. It ain't that. Because if you're not beautiful inside, you're not going to be able to project beauty on the outside. If you toxic inside, you're going to be toxic outside. Let's look at the traits of a grown female. See, the grown female is a little different because that grown, overgrown girl has taken a step. See, we transferring from one place or transforming from one place to another. See, the overgrown female traits such as sensitivity, sweetness, supportiveness, warmness, tacit cooperative, expressiveness, modest, humility, empathy, affection, tenderness, and being emotional, kind, helpful, devoted, understanding have been cited as a stereotypical feminine. See, the feminist of them is important. Just say that a couple of them think about you. Are you just a grown female cause you nurturing sometimes? See, your nurturancy, your sensitivity, your sweet. They're supported. Gentleness, warm, tacitus, cooperative, expressionist. All those things and the many others that I mentioned, they do have affection, tenderness. See, they have all that, but that's a stereotypical female. See, we're talking about being a grown woman. Now let's talk about the characteristics of a grown woman. See, a grown woman won't respect. See, that's what a grown woman, they won't and they demand respect. See, you're not going to disrespect a grown woman because she is highly developed mentally, emotionally, as well as physically. And we'll add our other two in there, spiritually and financially. She's demand accountability from you. That's what a grown woman demands you. See, a grown woman understands that respect lasts way longer and more positive than attention. See, let me say that again. A grown woman understands that respect lasts way longer and more positive than attention. See, an overgrown girl, a female, waddle in attention. She looked good. She dressed well. Everybody want a compliment, but that shouldn't dictate your state of mind. It shouldn't be all about that. Because, see, a grown woman say, I demand you to respect me. Some people can give you a compliment and disrespect you in what they're saying. And a grown woman won't tolerate that. They're going to hold you accountable. See, grown women are interested in learning more and make room for improvement and growth. Grown women are independent. Grown women have standards. Grown women empower each other. Grown women are open about their feelings. Grown women focus on foundation that they and their friends, boyfriend have built together. Grown women know that beauty is all about intelligence, strength, and a good heart. That's what a grown woman is all about. See, a grown woman has the characteristics that leads to success. See, one of the most profound thing that I read in there. See, a grown woman is interested in learning more and making room for improvement and growth. That's a grown woman. The call in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, I'll get you online. You can chat with Dr. Lowe and have a ball in the neighborhood. This is Dr. Lowe's neighborhood, the only grassroots talk show that focuses on our issues in our neighborhood block by block. That's what it's all about. Let's look at the difference between grown females and grown women. See, I just gave you some characteristics. Let's look and see what the difference are. See, grown females measure her self-esteem by the length of her hair, the depth of her cleavage, and the breadth of her butt. I'm going to say it again. Self dealing with grown female. She measures her self-esteem by the length of her hair, the depth of her cleavage, and the breadth of her butts, meaning that we truly, truly look at things. See, a woman who takes time to stay well-groomed, dress well, and care for her body, it is great, but it's not the most important thing that you got to focus on. That means you're looking for some compliments from somebody else that going to keep you excited. You should be able to look in the mirror and say, I look good. Hey, I look good and I know it. Because God has blessed me with some of the attributes that are good for me. My mind has to be a state of mind to believe what I'm looking at in the mirror. Because the mirror shows a reflection of the outer self, but it shows the true part of the inner self. Sometimes we can't handle that. See, we got to understand that, see. We got to know that that's what it's all about. See, we have to kind of look at what's going on with this situation. See, a grown female is an individual who watched out for women who put her breast, butt, and leg on display when you see her. That's a grown female, including when attending church service. Oh, you have seen that. Sit in the front to show their legs and anything else that might be shown. Some people not going to agree. Some people going to get upset, but it's okay. You got to understand these are some things being noticed that if you're doing that, you must change it because you're trying to transform from a grown female to a grown woman. See, a grown female is truly, truly is not grown. See, a woman who plays their self-esteem in their appearance and body brings insecurity that manifests possessiveness, pettiness, and jealousy. I'm going to say that again. A woman who plays their self-esteem in their appearance and body brings insecurity that manifests as possessiveness, pettiness, and jealousy. That's a grown female. A grown female confuses being wanted and desired with being valued and loved. A grown female confuses being wanted and desired with being valued and loved. See, a woman is not grown with literally trade her brain in for a box of rocks at the prospect of being wanted and desired sexually. A grown female will trade it in. See, this is the woman who will co-sign for the car, give up the panties without understanding that it requires the necessary protection, and do all kind of reckless, silly things just because she is told that she is sexy and that someone she likes is hot for her. That's what a grown female does. She confuses being wanted and desired with being valued and loved. The next thing, a grown female, difference of being a grown woman, she feels incomplete and are inadequate when she's not in a relationship. See, it's so important that you understand that. This is a woman who believes half a man is better than no man. I know you've heard that before. I'm going to say this again. When a woman is incomplete, when she feels incomplete, inadequate, when she's not in a relationship or in a relationship, this is the woman that you have heard people say, because I've had conversations with a lot of people that always say, You know, they heard people say half a man is better than no man. I don't believe half of anything, especially when you talk about somebody that's going to be part of your mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, and financial part of your life. You don't need half. They can't bring 100%, leave them where they are. Give them that, what we call that gift of goodbye. Don't spend your time with a half a man. See, you're better off with no man. And we have to keep that in mind, because less than for them is better than being alone. No. See, that same female, grown female, will endure mistreatment, disrespect, including infidelity, just to keep a relationship. And surrender. They are quickly to surrender sexually, emotionally, and financially. They're quick to give it up because a half a man is better than no man. So we have to keep that in mind. We're talking about these grown females. Something about this, and I shared this with a friend of mine recently, and we was talking about people so possessive when they with somebody. They look at the outer appearance. They don't look at the inner self. They spend time, and if there happened to be a sexual moment, I told some people, and they got up, they didn't get upset with me, and they kind of believe what I was saying, that guys intentionally get you pregnant so you can be attached to them. But they also know that you are attracted to them based on being Venus led. Come on. See, a man who lacks self-discipline when it comes to managing their own sexual urges has no understanding about health. Sees important and sustainable relationship. Young ladies, grown females, and grown women, you have to protect yourself. You can't let yourself fall in that trap. Because if you fall in that trap by conceding with that person, you are attached to them the rest of your life. That's something we don't understand. And we have to understand that's what a grown female do. Now, a grown woman characteristic, I'm going to just run it down to you. See, a grown woman have confidence. She ain't going to fall for that stupidity. See, confidence is a huge part of the mental strength that a grown woman has. See, a grown woman have productivity. They are productive in what they're doing. They don't waste time trying to figure out who they are and who they are. They already know that. They have confidence, and they are productive. See, it says the mind, see, a grown woman's mind don't have to think about feeling that they accomplished. They know they are accomplished. You know, they say that person is accomplished. That's a grown woman. Optimistic and positive. Mental, strong, grown women see the glass as half full and not half empty. You haven't heard that before. See, a grown woman is a go-getter. Is that you? Think about that. She's a fear tackler. She ain't afraid of anything. She just will tackle the tough problem. See, that's what a grown woman will do. She's caring. She's nurturing. She knows how to love you. Her love is not for everybody. I always tell people, you can't literally love everybody. As I talk about God loving all of us, we can also practice the ideal of loving everybody. But when you're talking about giving a gift, I'm talking about a gift. Now, don't go back and say he said you can't love everybody, because God said we can love everybody. Love our neighbors. Love our enemies. But the truth of the matter, the gift from inside of you, which is part of your heart and your soul, you can't give it to everybody. You have to be careful who you give it to. See, a grown woman's not afraid to stand up for what she believes. A grown woman's not afraid to stand up for what she believes in. She's proud. She don't need to be validated. See, if you have that understanding that you don't need to be validated, you're in great shape. Just taking those characteristics and traits of a female, we allow you to look at that and say, I am going to transform her from a grown female to a grown woman. And the next thing we want to transform to is a full grown woman. All right, now, somebody told me, said, man, you talking some bending when you say a full grown woman. See, I just gave you some strong things, characteristics of a grown, mentally strong woman. But we're going to talk about a full grown woman. And some of the things I'm going to talk about are going to be the same that you heard, you truly heard when I talked about a grown woman. We have to keep that in mind. One of the things, a fully grown woman set their own standard. Nobody can set standards for them. No man going to come in and do that. They're going to have their own standards because it comes through their foundational principles. That's where your standards come from. Their beliefs and values stem from their experience. We all ought to be able to talk about that. We ought to talk about how our beliefs and our values stem from what we learn. This sets the standards for us to be successful. They use their beliefs and values to, as I say, set up their own standards. That's what that experience and what you went through. And now you create a belief and your values allow you to set your own standards. See, they know what makes them feel good or bad. They don't need anyone to tell them otherwise. Remember we talked about an overgrown girl, grown female, some have to hear the compliment, you look good. You look beautiful. You fine. You well endowed. All those things like that. Not a full grown woman. She don't have to hear that because she already knows that she's a full grown woman. See, a full grown woman live, learn, and let it go. See, you got to understand the three L's there. See, you have to live, you have to learn from what you're living, and then you have to let things go. One of my things, and a lot of people know, I always tell this. My thing is, when the problem occurs, what I want to do is that I live that problem. Next, I want to learn from that problem. And then I come up with a solution and I let it go. I don't spend a whole lot of time trying to figure out what the problem was or what it is. I spend a lot of time coming up with solutions. You might not like that way, but that's the way I believe as a grown man, and I feel like a mature man, that I have to let the problem go and be ready to develop a solution. That's what a full grown woman do. She live, learn, and let it go. Done with it. Ain't got time to sit up here and play with it. We just move on. See, they don't want to become bitter. They want to be better. Is that not you? Don't be bitter about what happened. Try to be better. And they do it by letting the pain of all out. Say, let it go. See, you got to let that problem go. You got to let that thing go. You got to learn to live, So you got to go through the process of live, learn, and let go. That's what it's all about, man. See, they recognize their mistakes. See, some people don't want to recognize their mistakes. But a full-grown woman recognizes their mistakes. And they think about what they need to do to create positive change. I just said that. I don't spend time on the problem. I'm working on the solution. So I live, I learn, and I let go. That's what you have to do. See, that person that create positive change versus constant negative thinking. See, when you blaming somebody else. We talk about overgrown boys. See, they blame somebody else instead of accepting responsibility of their action. Overgrown girl blames somebody else for what happened to them. They may blame their parents. They may blame their teacher. They may blame their friends. They may blame everybody, but really accepting responsibility. It's all about live, learn, and let go. That's what you have to make sure to do. You do. See, a full-grown woman are strong and fully grown because they embrace vulnerability. We talked about on the Love Cafe. We talked about if you want to give the gift of love, you have to allow yourself to become vulnerable. Vulnerability is important to being in love. See, that L is listening in love, the acronym. O is overcoming, and the V is vulnerability, and the E is empowerment. And that's what it's all about. So as we look at a strong, full-grown woman, see, they are aware, they're really truly aware. They are human, and they meet up sometimes. I'm sorry, they mess up sometimes, not meet up. They mess up. We all mess up. So it's important, and I want to give a holler and a shout-out for those joining us as I can wave at you. Because you got to remember now, quickly, I just shared some full-grown attributes of a woman. So if you're a full-grown woman, some of these things hits you. If you don't work on nothing but live, learn, and let go. That's a full-grown woman. I tell you, we have some awesome things that we're sharing with you, and hopefully something can just you take from it and be a part of it. Again, I want to make sure you send me a message because I am sowing a seed with everybody who sent me their cash. Also, your cash out will be used when we have the drawing. We have two trips we're giving away. At the end of this month, we're going to collect enough names. People send those bonds, collect enough cash outs, and we're going to put you in the wheel of a bowl and whatever you want to call it and pull the name. We have two trips. We have one to Atlanta, 3 days and two nights, taking care of the hotel. You will handle your travel and your meals. And we'll pay the taxes on once you win the trip and you book the trip, we'll take care of the taxes. The second trip, as I said, Atlanta and Orlando. Choose whatever one, and you can put your name in for both of them. If your name is Poole, we want you to have an awesome time. But we're sowing a seed. We're sowing a seed. Every month, what we're going to do, we're going to collect. And once I collect all of your cash out, I'm going to send you something to sow the seed. Now, God is a truth is a blessing, God. He blessed us with many things, but the will and the ability to give, and that's what it's all about. And the last thing I want to touch on when we talk about a full-grown woman, she opens her mouth, out comes wisdom and love when she speaks. She value herself because God is with her. Just think about those things because we talk about emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, and financially. Quickly, some attributes of a queen. are you the queen? What makes a woman, a grown woman, uniquely a queen? She takes ownership of every aspect of her life. She owns her body, her life, and her destiny. That's a queen. A queen doesn't blame others for her situation. She takes full responsibility for her actions and her faith. A queen is a woman who upholds honesty to the highest regard, always being true to herself and others. That's a queen. Is that you? We want to transform you from a overgrown girl, grown female, to a grown woman, to a fully grown woman, then to a queen. That's what the show is all about. But we're going to come on Thursday and actually give you the steps to transform. I mentioned a lot of things. I identify all those phases. We're so glad to be here. If you have a chance to give a call in, then give us a call. We've got about 8 minutes if you want to call in. And that's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by calling out the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. I ask you to give your location if you choose and offer your expertise. Again, that's 347-857-4192. Now, if you're on Facebook and you're on Instagram, on Facebook, DM me your Cash App. If you may be using Instagram, but you're on Facebook and you're one of my friends, DM your Cash App, because we're going to sow a seed. And also giving away 2 trips at the end of this month. If you're on Instagram, comment. Send me a comment. Send me a Cash App and let me know so we can get this to you. Because we want to sow a seed. We've been through some challenging times. In 2020, we're still going through it. I know we see something at the end of the tunnel, but we're still going through what we want to do. So anyway, God can bless us and help us. It's all about giving. Not always receive. Make sure and get your Cash App. Tell your friends. Set up 3 or 4 of them. It's fine. I'm going to Cash App you something to sow a seed. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to have an awesome show planned for Thursday at 1 o'clock. We're going to go to part 2 of this series talking about transforming from a grown female to a grown woman, to a fully grown woman, to a grown, mentally strong woman. That's what we're talking about. You're going to see the steps, and we appreciate you joining us today. See, God is so good. He has blessed us with another opportunity coming for you. We want you definitely be in line. We said Smith Way Production, with WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, with the voice of the Smith Way Production. We're so glad to come before you at this hour of the day. We call it noonish. On the other side of noon, we normally it's 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. I'm so glad to have you. Hashtag be responsible. When I was talking about a grown woman, talking about a full grown woman, accept responsibility. It's that you. We want you to be responsible. Hashtag one life matter. Hashtag keep on grinding. A fully grown woman and a queen don't give up. They keep grinding. And that's what it's all about. Communicate for understanding. The 4 is love, L-O-V-E. Communicate with love so you can understand one another. That's what the hashtag is all about. It's been awesome. I can tell you, it's always good to come before you. Don't forget about sowing. We're going to sow the seed. Get your Cash App in. I need to get them in because we're going to make sure we place something as a blessing to you from us. Thank you so much. I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. It's been awesome. And I always tell you, give your family members a hug. That's what I ask you to do. Give them a hug. Because that's what it's all about. If it's not face-to-face, do it virtually. Tell them that you love them. If it's not face-to-face, do it virtually. Because they have to hear that. We are working through challenging times. I want to give a shout-out to Latay Pickett, who's joining us. Thank you so much, Latay. For joining us. Remember, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, and also the founder of Inspire to Inspire. Tell me all the time, you inspire me. to do some things that God sometimes places in my heart, and I have to be nudged in them, and I do because I listen to fully grown women. I do. We also want to give a shout out to, let me see, can I see everybody that looks like D. Ross, number 6. Thank you, D. Ross, for joining us. Wellstown, thank you for joining. And the media office, I don't get a chance to see you. Name, thank you for joining us at 1 o'clock hour. I call it noonish time. It is good to be here. Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, the only grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood, block by block. It's been awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. See, God is so good. And as I get ready to leave right here, I'm going to play this because this is what it's all about. We was talking about grown women, but this song is just saying something about a certain proximity of an individual. And it's truly, truly something we want. We don't own the rights to the music, but we're playing this because of it. And as I close it out, I want to tell you, I love you. That ain't a thing you can do about it. Also, check us out.
What you got, Levi?
You gotta go there, man.
This is dedicated to all the girls down south. We ain't talking about just the cities. We're talking about backyards. Talking about barbecues and Daisy Dukes.
Come on.
Now wait a minute.